Oftentimes we have silence in our lives. Maybe it's a silence as a child standing in a corner after doing something wrong. Not that I would know anything about that. Or maybe it's silence when your parents tell you to be quiet, or they want a moment of silence. Or maybe silence is sometimes just contemplating something that has taken place. And these last 2 days, there has been silence. Silence in the liturgy of the Eucharist on Good Friday. And silence for Mass in the morning, and even at the times that you would think Mass should be at. I should know, I was watching people walk into church today. Father, what is Mass? Silence. Silence for us to reflect on just how much suffering our Lord was inflicted with. I only know a little bit because I've been dealing with a kidney stone until recently, since December. And we can reflect on just how much suffering our Lord took for us in silence. But today our readings, all seven, all eight, if you will, have a read something of hopefulness. In silence, we reflect on them from creation's beginning, how our Lord created us, showing us a true covenant through Adam and Eve, with Moses leading out the Israelites from Pharaoh, from slavery, and a reminder to us from our sinfulness, and how our Lord works through salvation history, reminding us to reflect on it, and how we can enter into that salvation history. We just don't come up here and read these readings just because we want to make Mass really, really long tonight. No. I'm reminded of Maccabees. The people cried for hours from sunrise to sunset, when the word of God was proclaimed to them, after their temple that was abolished or had unlawful sacrifices in it was made pure and clean. Everyone that came of age that could hear the word of God came out and cried because they needed the word of God, as we need the word of God in our hearts and in our lives and in all that we do. Sometimes those things have to be taken away from us. As a child needs to sometimes be taken, some things have to become out of their lives. Our Lord takes certain things from us for a time being and restores them back to us. As we're going to start seeing this church come back to life with the candles, with the liturgy of the Eucharist, showing us signs of hope, that silence is not always deafening, that silence doesn't always have the final word. And when we allow ourselves to take in that silence in our hearts and allow God to grow within us, that's where we truly discover who Christ Jesus needs to be in our lives. The one who came to earth, who suffered, who who died and was buried and rose from the dead. That's what we are celebrating. A Lord that was willing to suffer for us and give up his very body, blood, soul, and divinity for us to have hope, for us to grow in love with him. This is an opportunity for us to allow ourselves to take in our Lord and allow him to truly become part of our hearts through salvation history. Because as we heard from the world from the beginning until now, our Lord wants to be part of our hearts. He wants us not to run away from him in fear when we sin or do something wrong. He doesn't want us, when we betray him or deny him, to turn and fall into sorrow. No, he wants us to turn to him and allow his love to become part of our hearts, saying that, as St. Paul said, there's nothing that we can't do that our Lord can't fix. When we allow God to be part of our hearts, we allow the light of Christ, the light of the world, to be part of all that we do in everything. So let us take this time, maybe in silence, in joyful silence, and allow our Lord to grow in our hearts, to be part of our lives, and be part of all that we do. Because what we do, that's when we truly hear the words of God speaking to our hearts in our sinful nature, not allowing our sins to take root or define who we are, but rather allowing the one who died on the cross for you to become what defines you.